けど。
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That is a pretty good symptom of how much the left has collapsed as a moral system in this country, and why you need to reassert something as simple as saying to them, go get a job right after you take a bath.
Newt Gingrich wants politicians who profited from the mortgage crisis to be held accountable. Okay, he can start by looking in the mirror.
I wanted you to explain the $300,000 you said you got. You said you gave to Freddie Mac that they did not take your advice. You were not a lobbyist for them?
That's a sampling of Newt Gingrich in the media, including his take a bath comments about Occupy protesters, as well as questions from Ed Schultz and Sean Hannity about his connection to Freddie Mac. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of important conversation. We'll start off with the presidential race. Go to CNN, where Howard Kurtz talked to political analysts Nia Malika Henderson, David Schuster, and Robert Costa about the increased media scrutiny that Newt Gingrich is getting.
The Washington Post reported the other day that one of Newt's outfits got $37 million from healthcare companies for access to Newt. Does this mean the media are finally taking Newt Gingrich seriously as a presidential candidate by digging into his record?
Well, some of the media, obviously Fox News, they're giving him the talking points about this. You're not a lobbyist, right? But the fact of the matter is, I mean, there's no evidence that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac actually heard that advice from Newt Gingrich if, in fact, he offered it. Nobody's been willing to say, oh, yes, he warned us. The fact of the matter is they don't remember him saying it. So I don't think he was getting millions of dollars because of, you know, his history about what would have happened if Japan won World War II. I mean, he was doing something, okay. And clearly Newt Gingrich is saying, I'm going to create this cloud.
But, you know, Robert, Gingrich, famously disdainful of the media, loves to beat up on the moderators in these debates. Given how much Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have been targets for conservatives, this is not some gotcha story. It's a legitimate news story, in my view.
And you're already seeing some of his conservative challengers. Michelle Bachmann's bringing this up on the trail, saying she doesn't have these kind of bad connections. I mean, Gingrich really does have a problem since he left the speakership.
But what does it tell us about the media climate where, I mean, my pet theory about all this is, you know, if the press decides in our collective wisdom that you're not going anywhere, we go off and investigate someone else. When you seem like you might be a threat to win the nomination, suddenly investigative reporters are turning over rocks about who paid you money when 10 years ago.
I think it speaks a little bit to the resources at many news organizations. You follow the front runner, and I think that's not a great situation. You want to have a spotlight on every candidate. But Newt Gingrich, a lot of his baggage is public knowledge. We know a lot about Newt Gingrich, stuff we don't know maybe about Michelle Bachmann and Herman Cain. You saw real investigative stories on them. A lot of this Newt stuff is just going over old territory and old news.
Did the media basically laugh off his initial explanation about being a historian, hired by Freddie Mac as a historian?
Yes, I think we did, because it seemed like a not so frank explanation. And, you know, the reality is he was Speaker of the House, and in some ways he was trading on that influence and the ties that he had made in Washington. Of course, now we see from his campaign real pushback against these stories. He's got a new website up where he lays out 16 possible problems that he's going to have to answer, whether it's on health care, whether it's on agricultural subsidies.
Or so, whether it's on his three marriages and allegations of infidelity.
Exactly.
And there's a certain shamelessness to it, Howie. I mean, there he was, he tried to impeach President Clinton when he was 5 years into an extramarital affair. There he was trying to get former Democratic Speaker Jim Wright out of office over a book scandal. Newt Gingrich had his own book scandal. I mean, it goes on and on and
but
on.
If you look at this through a media prism, David, you see Gingrich trying to find ways to preempt the questions that he knows are coming. This guy's been around a long time. He led the 1994 Republican takeover of Congress. He knows, and he seems to turn to his advantage, bashing the media. You know, we all kind of snicker at it, but it's been very popular with some Republican
circles. And I think it's a very effective strategy that, oh, there's the media wanting to talk about how I was criticizing President Obama for going to the UN on Libya. And then all of a sudden, President Obama starts going into Libya, and all of a sudden, Newt Gingrich says, oh, wait a second, he shouldn't have done that. I mean, a complete 180, but there's a certain shamelessness that Newt Gingrich sort of has to twinkle in his eye when he does it. And because he's a smart guy and because he's attacking the media, I think it's an effective strategy for him.
Up next, more on Gingrich and the presidential race on the Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th to 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Talk Radio in Review, the focus on Newt Gingrich, the Republican presidential contenders, Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC, as analyst Jeffrey Sachs talking about Gingrich's comments, the focus the Occupy protesters, Mika says, shows what an arrogant hypocrite he is.
It's really not surprising coming from me, but that was about the most arrogant and unself-aware, and those are probably the only words I can use, things for any politician in this Republican field to say.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. No sense of any meaning in all of this. Absolutely revolting, actually. And especially when what they're protesting against is the incredible abuse of power, the criminality on Wall Street and so forth, that he Yes, taking his millions of dollars. It's shocking.
Someone needs a bath, and I don't think it's the people from Occupy Wall Street. That's all I'm going to say. I got nothing else. I am so disgusted by that, that something horrible is going to come. This is my belt. I'm sorry. I was having trouble dressing this morning, figuring out to wear.
I feel like the idea of bringing out discarded pieces of clothing.
I left them on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Monday. And
Special.
Am I alone here? Am I overreacting?
No.
I'm sickened by that.
The Republican Party needs to engage on the immorality of the income inequality in this country, and they'd be politically smart to try to capture some of the sentiment there that rails against a lot of what they should be against, too.
So it's fair to say he's in the 1%, correct?
Yeah.
Fannie Mae put him there.
He's telling the 99% to take a bath and get a job? Really? Really? I wonder how they do that right now. How, given the state of this country, how anyone's supposed to try and just get a job and take a bath? Who is this man?
But again,
who does he think he is? And why is he surging in the polls? I don't get it. And then to hear Newt Gingrich standing on literally his high horse. after taking advantage of the system, cashing in on it, being the biggest, literally the biggest hypocrite in the Republican field, probably in politics today, the biggest hypocrite, and then to cast aspersions and to speak down to these people as if they should be flicked away, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. It's a very angry way to start the show. I'm extremely sorry. But it's the first time I've seen that. And it literally made my skin crawl. I cannot believe he resonates.
On Fox, John Scott with analyst Carl Cameron about the latest polls which show that Newt Gingrich is now the lone frontrunner.
Right now, some brand new numbers on the Republican race for the White House showing Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney in a statistical dead heat. Our chief political correspondent, Carl Cameron, is live in Washington with the latest. So, Carl, this slow, steady race that Newt Gingrich has been sort of bragging about seems to be paying off, at least for now.
And surprise, surprise, John, the slow, steady race that's been underway for a year and a half is getting quick and chaotic now that we're just 7 weeks away from the first actual votes. The polls are tightening in the early states, and they are tightening nationally. The latest Gallup poll says it's a dead heat at the very top. And this has been reflected in a lot of other surveys as well. Mitt Romney is at 20% at Gallup. Newt Gingrich has now surged to 19%. Herman Cain slipped a little bit to 16%, and Ron Paul is the only other candidate in double digits with 10%, and that's where he's been for the longest time. Romney is getting challenged for the first time in the Granite State, with voters beginning to make up their minds. Crunch time is here. The ad wars are going to start in earnest right after Thanksgiving. And Romney is rolling out big GOP establishment backers. Today he was endorsed by New Hampshire Congressman Charlie Bass. Yesterday it was U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte. Romney today was taking aim at President Obama, mostly accusing him of worrying more about his reelection than the super committee. And today he challenged the president to step in and try to do something to avoid those immediate, or rather a year from now, but unavoidable cuts of $600 billion to the Defense Department.
We call on the president, and do call on the president, to immediately introduce legislation which says we will not have a $600 billion cut to America's military. We should not cut any funding from our base Department of Defense budget. That should not occur.
And while Mitt Romney's knocking on President Obama, Newt Gingrich is knocking on Mitt Romney's door in New Hampshire, ramping up his campaign. And today, the former House Speaker will be announcing his entitlement reform plan. The shorthand of it is that there would be an optional plan for younger workers to use private investment accounts in lieu of Social Security. Mr. Gingrich would repeal and replace Obamacare, and he would means test and block grant a host of other social safety net programs back to the states. Gingrich is also planning to propose private alternatives to Medicare today, and he'll argue that unleashing competition will dramatically increase options for American seniors while lowering the costs of health care.
Host Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire with ABC's Steve Roberts about Newt Gingrich and whether he really has a shot.
Can Newt Gingrich become the nominee of the Republican Party?
No. I'm sorry to be so ambivalent
had a week to take a stand.
I thought you would have come around on this, Steve. He's had a pretty good week.
Yeah, but as we've been saying, Newt Gingrich is only the latest. I count 10 others who have been pretenders to the title of the non-Romney, the not Mitt. You know, whether it was Pawlenty, Bachman, Palin, Chris Christie, Mitch Daniels, you know, Herman Cain, Rick Perry. I mean, the list is endless, and that's what this Gingrich boomlet is about. It's this increasingly desperate search by conservatives to find someone other than Romney, but it's not going to work. He's a flawed guy.
No, but Steve, he's so smart. He's so intelligent, and he's a historian.
Well, you saw such liberals as George Will knock that one down yesterday, right?
That's right. I covered Gingrich for years. I always admired him as a thinker. He understood the media. He understood how to rally the Republican troops. Give him credit. He was the first Republican leader to win the House of Representatives in 40 years when he became Speaker in 1994. So he is not, you know, he is politically very astute, but he's a poor representative of his own ideas. He's much better as a strategist than as a leader. I think you can see signs already of the Republican establishment coalescing around Romney. They're not happy about it. 3 out of 4 Republicans still are not for him, but they want to beat Obama so badly that they increasingly understand that Romney's their best chance, and that's the most important dynamic happening right now.
All right, let's get to something else here. A couple of the other presidential candidates up next on the countdown.
The shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start calling. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be?
Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, that's what we are wrapped around here. The 2012 presidential race, host Matt Patrick now talking to political strategist Chris Pagala and Matt Engel about Rick Perry, who a lot of Texans are saying is starting to embarrass them.
Is Rick Perry a liability for the state of Texas at this point?
No, and I think that's a unfair attack. You know, it's an unwritten rule that when a politician runs for president, their hometown papers, or for this matter, the state of Texas, they're kind of charged with the challenge of going out and ripping to shreds the candidate so those unbelievably professional, genius reporters can tell and show all of their colleagues around the country that they're not homers and they're out there just to try to get the truth out. And that's more prevalent with more left-leaning papers, you know, like the Houston Chronicle, Dallas Morning News, or whatnot. They're out there just to rip the shreds out of Rick Perry.
Whoa.
So that they can show their other colleagues how great they are. I think that's too much.
Yeah, the Chronicle is certainly doing a great job of that. They have spared no expense ripping him apart. But, Matt, what do you think? Do you feel, as a Democratic strategist, that he is an embarrassment to Texas?
Oh, my gosh. The media in Texas has been so easy on Rick Perry. I thought Rick Perry was going to be the bully of this campaign. He turned out to be the class clown. It's kind of like when the whole state of Texas sits down for Thanksgiving dinner. Rick Perry is the goofy cousin who shows up making bad jokes and ends up having a fist fight with your other cousin. He's been an embarrassment to the state. All of his problems he's brought on himself. He's been uninformed. He's been inarticulate. I don't know what it hurts him going forward in Texas, but it is not a matter of the media picking on him. All of Perry's problems he's caused himself.
Host Marta Mossberg and Ron Smith with political analyst Lou Rockwell about the way Bob Schieffer at CBS seemed to be conspiring against Ron Paul.
Your take on the Bob Schieffer interview with Ron Paul, Lou?
He promised him 20 minutes, Lou, gave him 10 minutes.
Yeah, they did the promise, and also there was a extremely annoying loud buzz in his earpiece.
Yes.
That he tried to get them to fix 15 minutes before airtime, and it doesn't mean that it was intentional, but we know they want to do anything to stop Ron Paul, as that video showed him.
Here's the thing about Ron Paul. I view Ron Paul not so much as a presidential candidate, but as John the Baptist. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a great insight. And he's been John the Baptist for decades.
He's preparing the way.
He's preparing
the way for someone.
I noticed 4 years ago when he first ran, there was a huge increase among young people in America, and in fact, all over the world, because he has a worldwide following, interest in Austrian economics and libertarianism, and the sorts of ideas that he has always stood for. And that's happening again this time. And the establishment media, which of course might as well be an arm of the government, first tried to blackball him and black him out and not allow him to be heard, I think that backfired on him because it stimulates his own followers and anybody who's fair-minded just looks at what's going on and says, well, wait a minute, what is that?
Well, and there's so many other options now to listen to what candidates have to say and what other people have to say, so it's not as if the media controls all the outlets out there.
No, because to them it's...
Oh, thank goodness for the internet and for talk radio because... it's just been delightful in the way it has breached the wall that protects the establishment.
You remember,
you know, when combined with circumstances, there are big things going on.
Well, as you remember, Hillary Clinton a number of years ago said the trouble with the internet was there were no gatekeepers, and we needed gatekeepers just as there are in the traditional media. Well,
but that's the fairness doctrine, which is very scary.
You know, it's awful, but. I think if you watch that YouTube, and I know you pointed this out, Ron. I mean, Ron Paul was so eloquent, and he actually gets energized when he's attacked. I mean, he really
he doesn't get angry. That's one of the things I like about him because he's constantly treated with such disdain, and he responds as if he couldn't hear. It's like he's tone deaf to the interviewers because he just keeps on message and keeps going.
Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, how does he keep getting better? I mean, he was tremendous 4 years ago. He's much better today. I mean, he's really. Really something, and they can't handle him. So this is why they cut him off halfway through.
Latest on the Super Committee. Is there a deal or not? Talk radio in review.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen with a welcome back to our overview of talk radio, issue-oriented news talk radio, the super committee on a lot of people's minds. Here's radio man Steve Scott with Jonathan Allen from Politico.com about what happens now, because the super committee really wasn't able to come up with a deal.
Jonathan, what are you hearing? Is there any hope of an 11th-hour deal?
Sounds to me like what they're doing right now is trying to figure out the best way to message their failure.
Are Democrats and Republicans already in damage control mode, spin mode?
Absolutely. Both sides are in spin control mode, and each side's pointing a big finger at the other. Democrats accusing Republicans of being unwilling to raise taxes, Republicans accusing Democrats of being unwilling to cut entitlements, and both sides having a point to make in those arguments.
When the super committee was formed several months ago, were there realistic expectations that they might be able to get something bipartisan done?
This was yet another tool, and perhaps the most powerful one to date in a series that leaders in Washington have tried to use to get deficit reduction. There have been several commissions before this one. There were Biden talks over the summer, and so this was seen as a last gasp opportunity. Give 12 members of Congress an opportunity to get into a room with, you know, with expedited procedures and maybe get a deal. But this fell victim to the same clashes that the other commissions did.
I think a lot of people wonder, with no deal from the super committee, what happens next?
Well, in 2013, barring any action before then by Congress to stop it, there will be automatic cuts to domestic programs and defense programs totaling over $1 trillion. So even if the super committee had acted, the ultimate bottom line level of cuts may not have changed.
Host Garland Robinette with MSNBC's Richard Wolf about when he thinks the real negotiations will take place.
Everything I've read kind of just acquiesces that, hey, we can't get it done. Is there still a chance?
They cannot get it done. That doesn't mean to say no one can get it done. What you've got set up here is these triggers, these spending cuts, don't kick in until the start of 2013, which just so happens to be after the next election. At the same point, the Bush tax cuts expire. So you have everything that the Democrats are talking about, what they call revenues, what you and I would call taxes, and you have everything that the Republicans are talking about, which is spending cuts, all coming in at the same time in the couple of months after the election, the next presidential election. So that's when the real negotiations are going to happen. You'll have a president-elect, whoever that is. You'll have a lame duck Congress. So, you know, they can do all the dirty work that the new guys can blame them for. And that's where the real negotiations on these longer-term issues are going to be figured out. It's going to be messy. It's going to be rushed. But that's the only time, it seems, that Congress can get its act together because the system is so broken.
You just mentioned something. I want to come back to the super committee, but you mentioned something. I asked a friend about this over the weekend. If I vote for Obama, he's going to be a lame duck in 2 years. So basically, I waste 2 years of my vote. If I vote Republican, I spend 4 years listening to them say they can't fix the problems because of the mess left by Obama, just like the Democrats did after Bush. So why am I voting for either party?
Well, I think this is the kind of time where we're actually going to see a serious effort for a third party. I do. There's a group called America Elects, which is very organized online in terms of getting people on the ballot. That's the big challenge, of course. This country's enormous, and the complications of getting in these big states is really pretty big for most people. So, you know, people are disgruntled. They're unhappy, quite rightly, with the economy and with the way both parties are behaving. I think that's a realistic prospect. On the other hand, any president coming in, third party, whoever it is, still has to work with Congress. That's the way the system is set up. You do not have a parliamentary sort of pseudo monarch that comes in and can do whatever they like. And those checks and balances means, by design, it's hard to get anything done. And especially now when there are such big disagreements on pretty fundamental issues. So I do think, you know, this election is going to be fought over some of these things, many of these things. What level should taxes be? Should they go up for the people who are right at the top of the scale, or should they stay where they are for everyone? You know, that's a basic fundamental question that's going to be thrashed out through this presidential election.
And so many of the, and incidentally, I've had that organization on the air three times. I'm fascinated by what they're trying to do. But I've had many economists on, and at least one of them, so-called, if there is such a thing, a nonpartisan economist, and they have all said, even the ones that want to tax the rich, when I say, well, how much of a difference does that make? It's fractional, and then everybody admits the only way you can really do anything about the problem is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, defense spending, which is anathema to either party.
Okay, Occupy Wall Street and the protesters and what they're protesting next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right, that dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Let's get back to the countdown on the Occupy Wall Street side of the street. Here's host Mike McConnell with a look at the pepper spraying incident at California University over the weekend.
One of them shows a video at the University of California campus at Davis, UCal Davis, where a police officer just pepper sprays a line of people who are sitting on the ground with their arms interconnected. And the president of the university has heard from alumni and all these outraged people as to how you do such a thing. And she actually came out and suspended the chief of police of the school and the two cops who did the pepper spraying. So the question is, under what circumstances do cops use pepper spray? And it really does vary. From what I've been reading this morning, the first thing cops are supposed to do is try, if you're where you're not supposed to be and you won't leave and they tell you to go, the first thing they're supposed to do is give you a shove. And then if you don't go, it's pretty much up to them as to how they escalate that. It could be conceivably pepper spray. It could be pulling out the club. It could be a taser. It's pretty much their choice. And then, you know, obviously at some point in some situations, things escalate to where people actually get shot. And as I watched that video, it reminded me of some a still photo I'd seen some years ago where police were trying to clear up a music festival so things got out of hand and people weren't leaving. And there's a photo of a guy standing in the street who won't leave, and the cop right across from him, like 3 feet away, with his arm outstretched, spraying him like a bug. You know, you see, the photo was taken, was in the paper, with this cloud around the kid's head, the pepper spray, and the cop holding the can right there. And I'm sure at that point he left. And I wondered at the time, under what circumstances can you use pepper spray? Well, everything I'm reading suggests that the cops use pepper spray here legitimately. You know, if people won't leave, and again, I don't care what your attitude toward cops is, somebody has to be in charge. And if people are told you have to leave this area, and instead they sit down and lock arms together, it's been my experience that campus police officers are usually pretty easygoing. More so than the average cop on the street might be, at least in a larger city. You know, they know the clientele they're dealing with. They give people a little bit more slack than other cops do. At least that's been my experience. Now, you can either ask these campus police to physically unlock the arms of all these people and carry them away, and they're vastly outnumbered, or grab the pepper spray and walk down the line as he did. And, I mean, it comes out like yard guard. I mean, it's not like a thin... It comes out like... One of the ones that the big ones use, like to get a bee's nest, you know, where it shoots about 30 feet. That's what this stuff looks like. It comes out with some force. So they've since suspended the chief of police, and they suspended two of the cops that used the pepper spray. But it works out like this. This is how riot police decide which weapon to use on unruly protesters. They say it depends on the environment and the demeanor of the crowd. Police are trained to follow what's called the use of force continuum. The first step, officers are supposed to use verbal commands, then the empty-handed physical contact, which is the push, as a primary means of getting unruly people in line or to leave. If that doesn't work, they move through various degrees of less lethal force and eventually the firearm if they need it. So the less lethal include beanbag rounds, tasers, pepper spray, tear gas, and billy clubs. Of that group, which would you rather? I would rather be pepper sprayed than hit with a club. I'd rather be pepper sprayed than tased. I'd rather be pepper sprayed than, I don't know what the difference is between tear gas and pepper spray, but it seems to me pepper spray is in a more confined area, so I'd prefer the pepper spray. Beanbag round, I don't know what that feels like, but I think I'd still rather take the pepper spray.
Host Keith Larson has a different take on the pepper spraying incident.
Well, what are these guys thinking? I mean, I don't get this. This isn't even marginal. These kids are sitting. Half of them have their heads down or turned. This guy's just walking along spraying them. I mean, what is the... in what universe do you do that? Here's what I don't understand. People, and this is Penn State, and this is Citadel, and there's other things, too, that fall into this. I just don't understand simple right and wrong. Like, just right in the face of simple right and wrong. And look, I know, you know, we've had our fun with the Occupy and the protesters and the thwacking. And so, you know, this stuff can get dicey. And if people are, you know, in other moments and other things, we've seen some wild stuff in Oakland and different places. And if people are throwing bottles and rocks at cops, well, stuff's going to happen. These kids are sitting with legs folded, heads down or turned, and this dude is just walking along, pepper spraying them in and about the head and face. What is a guy thinking?
Host Dave Buzz, talking to a caller who supports what the Occupy protesters are trying to do, doesn't understand why more Republicans don't think this is a good idea. They are rallying against many of the same things the Tea Party has been railing against.
Let me go out here to Dylan in Seattle.
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with the protesters. I don't know why you're talking about permits and stuff. I mean, that's big government stuff. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, the fight loves to rail against big government, yet they're for the most oppressive forms of it. And the Occupy, what's it about? What's it about? Well,
you think it's oppressive to get people to not block the public streets without planning ahead of time? Is that an oppressive part of local government? You think it's oppressive of local government to have rules that make it so that every group under the sun that wants to block traffic can't do so willy-nilly, that people actually have to plan for it?
Well, David, it depends on what's at stake and what's at stake is.
Oh, so if it's really important and you feel it's important, then you shouldn't have to follow any of the rules. That's very democratic.
Will you listen? Listen, it's about ending corporate personhood because our lives depend on it. And it's what Chris Hedges calls inverted totalitarianism. There's been a corporate assertion of everything in the damn world. They put a price tag on everything. There's nothing sacred. And it's so funny because you guys hide behind religion.
Yeah, the law's not too sacred for you guys either. And then I noticed that you guys were organizing on Facebook, which is no doubt organized as a corporation, using a lot of Apple laptops, also a corporation, bringing all kinds of benefits to you.
Right. Well, we are.
So how is it that these corporations are about to end your life?
Well, if you want me to be more specific, it's corporations that are selling poison and destruction. And granted, it's not about being anti-capitalism so much as it's about what you're selling, David. And I think
really about anti-capitalism. I mean, let's face it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You can say what you want. It's clearly about anti-capitalism. You know, it's not just about corruption. There's no reason. The Tea Party was opposed to various forms of corruption, and they were able to effect change without marching around and interrupting people trying to get to and from work or pick up their kids or try and go shopping. So how come it is your movement has to go around and break all these laws, but conservative groups can protest things without doing so?
Latest on the Penn State situation here on the Countdown. That'll be up when we continue.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So this is not going to go away quickly, the Penn State scandal. Lots of people are talking about it on radio and television. Matter of fact, here's a conversation with a talk radio caller on Bob Durgin's program. They talk about the investigation being launched at Penn State.
Regarding the Penn State investigation, that I think the Board of Trustees should not be any part of any investigation. In my opinion, they knew, at least part of them knew what was going on, and I think it was a cover-up with the trustees and the Keystone Cops, formerly known as the campus police. So I would be very uncomfortable with that group.
Well, apparently, I don't know how many members are on this investigative committee, but there are Board of Trustees members on it. And I guess the Board of Trustees are the ones that hired Free, the former FBI director, to be involved in it. So at least they went out of house to bring in an independent investigator. At least they did that.
I agree with that, and I think then they should step aside, because you alluded to it earlier. You said they would be investigating themselves. Now, what would be the reason why they pulled the plug on Joe's conference? I think they were afraid that Joe would come out and say, oh, yeah, Fred and Tony over there, they knew all about it. It's a small town up here. Yeah, they knew about it.
Well, Paterno could have said that anyway, whether he was fired or not.
True. But no question about that. But you're a fair-minded man. What do you think about the political correctness run amok with Franco Harris? All he did was stick up for Joe, and they fired him from the casino.
Well,
I mean,
I really don't have a comment on that one way or the other. I mean, I really don't care.
Okay, and I appreciate that and respect that. But don't you think it's a little odd to have any member of the Board of Trustees to be part of that investigation? Do the right thing, bring in Louis Free, bring in the astronauts, bring all that, and then walk away from it and let them come to their own conclusion.
Yes, I do. That's right, because, you know, anybody who's involved with Penn State enables Penn and is investigating. Enables Penn State to be in a position of investigating itself.
And you're dead on. You're dead on with that. And quite frankly, I think the Board of Trustees ought to resign too. and get a new board.
Host John McConnell talking to a caller about whether Penn State's football team ought to be allowed to go to a bowl game.
Former FBI Director Louis Freeh, picked by Penn State trustees to run their internal investigation into the alleged sexual misconduct allegations made against Sandusky and the possible cover-up by the staff, has bringing in former FBI Director Louis Freeh changed your opinion about Penn State and their determination to set things right? Do you think that all the trustees share the blame because it got that far, and plus their original choice to conduct the investigation were two of their own? Mark is in Slidell. What's going on, Mark? Thanks for calling in.
How you doing, Spud? The comment on the Penn State going to the bowl, I think they should go, and I think as simple as the money that they make off their bowl game donated to charity.
You know what? I would say that's a good idea, except they're going to have to start putting money into a pot because you know there's going to be suits coming against that university. Dean is in Grand Isle. How you doing, Dean?
Oh, how you doing, Bud?
What's going on?
You called the previous call, but pretty much said what I wanted to say. That money should go to some type of organization for abused kids, you know. The kids that's playing on the team didn't do nothing wrong. They shouldn't be penalized. It's the university that should be penalized.
True, but the university, I mean, that's what makes this whole thing weird, because an institution is basically, it's represented by the buildings, but it's put together and maintained by people, you know, and unless they actually purge everybody out of there who has some kind of stain on them from this that either participated or knew about it and didn't, then the university itself is still going to have a stain on it. And so, you know, but again, none of those football players had anything to do with this. Why should they be cheated out of their chance to go to the bowl? Kurt is in New Orleans. How you doing, Kurt? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks, Bud. I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and say that I think that Penn State is probably doing the right thing by hiring Freeh from the FBI because, you know, they lost the trust factor in that whole university. People mm-hmm. that we have trusted for years, one including Joe Paterno, all of a sudden we realize that he's human just like everyone else. And everyone makes mistakes, but this was a huge one. And you got to bring in someone from the outside because you're right. If you knew about this at all, you're part of it in some sort of fashion. And, you know, they're going to have to come in and they're going to clean house.
Find out more about these and other intriguing items going on in the world of News Talk Radio in the countdown box at DougStephan.com.